You do not have because you do not ask. Or you lost and do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. James 4, 2 and 3 verses. For a very long time, I could not understand the meaning of these words. What does asking amiss in Armenian translation, asking in an evil way, mean? Praise God, a time came when I suddenly understood the meaning of these words. And I want to share this because I know that this will benefit many. During the last 4-5 years, it was a huge problem for me to find a parking spot. As a rule, I used to park my car 200-300 meters far from the place I needed. Sometimes, even my sister joked, "You can order a taxi to go to your destination from your parking spot." However, one of my assistants, Geretik, always managed to find the most convenient parking spot for her car everywhere. Recently, our ministry team was meeting in a cafe on Sarian Street. Geretik was the first to come, and I was the last one. And the irony was that Geretik found a very convenient parking spot right next to the cafe, and I, driving along the whole Sarian Street twice, finally had to park my car by the Opera Theater and walk to the cafe. I think you understood how long I had to walk. I had already put up with this thought and was comforting myself that it's not only me who had difficulties with parking, and I should be thankful for having a car after all. After that incident, I had a business meeting in an office on Amirian Street. Knowing that this street is always busy, I prayed, "Lord, you are a righteous God and you love all your children. That you give more grace to those who serve you." I pray just like you always bless Geretik to find a convenient parking spot. Bless me as well, so that I can find a parking spot for my car on Amirian Street, very close to that office. After praying, I boldly drove to Amirian Street. Right in the place I wanted, I saw a free spot for only one car. Thanking the Lord, I parked my car and hurried to the meeting. On that day, I understood what it means, "You do not have because you do not ask," or "because you ask amiss." I received the answer to my prayer right away, because I understood that I should not be content with only having a car and should not compare myself to those who do not have one, but should be grateful for what I had and go further in my requests. And when I asked the Lord about the parking spot, in my heart I did not have envy or anger toward Geretik. I did not wonder why she always manages to find a parking spot easily in any place, no matter how busy the streets are. A couple of days later, I met Navart, a woman from our church, who came up to me smiling and said that she wanted to talk to me. I know this woman for a very long time. Her husband was killed in action Artsakh, and she raised her two boys alone. For years, Navart did not have an accommodation, and she knocked at many doors. First, she was ready to have an apartment in any place, but then she came to a thought that her apartment should be in a new apartment building, and she unshakably believed and waited for it. She reminded me that in one of my sermons about the power of the cross of Jesus Christ, I said that through the power of the cross, we could have all the good things which the Lord predestined for us. And then I gave my own testimony that the Lord had answered my request by giving me an apartment. When Navart listened to that sermon, she was filled with faith and asked the Lord for an apartment in a new apartment building, thinking if the Lord gave it to me, He would give it to her as well. When she was telling about it, I added, "You know, you have received your apartment not only because you believed in the power of the cross of the Lord, but also because you did it in a good way. You just received a revelation that the Lord too can give an apartment to one of his children, to Guyane in this case, can give an apartment to you as well. Navard agreed and then invited me to her apartment, which was already properly furnished. Father God is ready to make his children happy. Only our prayers shall be without bad intentions, from pure heart and according to his will, the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2. And most importantly, our possession shall glorify the Lord. So let us ask in order to have, and let us ask with a good heart.